This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
Let's do this thing!
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
My grandmother's name was Giovanna Domenica Tavanero. When she'd get mad, she'd start spewing in Italian. I never knew what she was talking about.
According to Jim is your home for the McPherson Bullpup. College basketball.
Kemba Walker, step back, Walker, cardiac Kemba, does it again, UConn wins at the buzzer.
Everything happening in the sports world.
LeBron James with no regard for human life.
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
I mean, they'd take one look at me and they'd say, next, whatever happened to Ethel?
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim on 96.7 FM KBBE or online worldwide at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. That man you hear in the background, that is Steve Sell. Steve, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's been a weird day.
I'm emotionally bankrupt. I'm just emotionally bankrupt. I covered a MAC college game last night. Got a little interesting after the game, a little pushing and shoving when
the
players are going through the line. And then when I was leaving, the friends' people were out in the lobby kind of being a little discourteous and wasn't quite sure what was going to happen, but a really good night for the Bulldogs.
You're still a little rattled because I gave you a run for your money on the front nine yesterday.
Well, I tell you, I just wish Coach Kinnaman had been playing with us because some of the stuff I pulled off those last four holes – I think it would have sent him. He would have become apoplectic. He probably would never play with me again. I hold out twice in a row, and then from 100 yards, I hit the stick, and the ball ends up right by the hole. That's the kind of stuff.
I hold out once yesterday.
Yes, you did, but that's the kind of stuff.
What a weird day.
That's the kind of stuff he pulls on me all the time when, you know, he has to rely on that stuff to stay close to me. You know, pure ball striking is supposed to win out.
But, oh, sure.
But against him, you know, he banks it off trees and rocks and skids it across the ice on the water. So, anyway, but that MAC college game last night, if you go to midkansasonline.com, read my column. The Bulldogs, I tell you, you got to tip your cap to them. They were 1-13 at one point this season, and now they're 6-18. They're not mathematically eliminated. They've gotten out of the basement. And the thing is, they've lost about four players during the season for one reason or another, injuries, attrition. And Coach Schwartzendruber, he's starting a couple freshmen, a couple sophomores, a couple guys are playing. We're supposed to be JV this year. They had to move them up and just throw them into the fire. They have friends with second in the conference going into last night. And Jordan Murdoch had 45 points. He's a man child.
Not bad.
Yeah, 6'5", allegedly 240. They told me he's closer to about 275, but unbelievable. He plays all 40 minutes. It's like watching Charles Barkley, but yet he stepped back and hit six threes. A couple of them were like Trae Young distance. I mean, I've never seen anything like it, but what a great finish. So the Bulldogs have won the last three at home, and it's really good for Coach Schwartzendruber. You know, it's been a tough year. You know, yeah, remember, they went to Nationals 4 years in a row. It's hard to come down from that mountain to the bottom. And now they're working their way back up. So
they've won four games in the month of January.
Yeah, they really have. Play. Two of their losses were in – one was a triple overtime, one was a single overtime. So I saw the Bulldogs last night. I'm going to go down tonight and catch the men's game down at Central, their home, Mid-America Christian, catch Tony Romero's team. So hopefully they can provide some excitement too. So, you know, we got other things we're kind of talking about because there's no high school basketball.
It's thrown us off all week.
But we're going to the Eagle Dome tomorrow night.
Eagle Dome.
Canton Galva, Elyria Christian, the number one ranked Eagles. So if you haven't seen, if you're a basketball fan and you're kind of itching for a game tomorrow night, Elyria Christian is hosting Canton Galva. It's homecoming at the Eagle Dome. The place will be rocking. Walking tacos. I mean, you can't beat that with a stick. They said they're going to take care of us and roll out the red carpet for the ATJ guys. And,
yeah.
Yeah, and they promised, they were going to treat us right. So, we were thinking about maybe Smokey and Heston, but I haven't seen this number one ranked undefeated Elyria team this year. I saw them last year. I could see the potential, and I'm really looking forward. Shane Duncan will have his Canton Galva Eagles ready, though, even though they're a super young team with just, I think, one senior, and the rest are sophomores and freshmen. He'll have them ready. Shane does a great job.
The other thing, I was going to talk about this probably next week, because the Bullpups will have homecoming next Friday night. I am not used to homecoming in basketball. And did you grow up with that?
Oh, yeah.
See, we never had that.
Really?
We had, and whenever I was in Baldwin City, they had it.
We
and
had
so
fall
I'm not
and winter,
used to it.
We had fall and winter homecoming.
Well, what's the difference in fall and winter homecoming? Besides one being on a basketball court.
One's at the football game.
Is there a king and a queen?
Oh, yeah. They did that.
So you could be a homecoming king or queen twice?
No.
Are there rules you can't win it both
times? I don't
think
you can't win it twice. Once, if you win it, you're...
Is there one in the spring?
No.
Is there a baseball homecoming game? I don't know. I'm just confused.
I don't know. No, there's no homecoming king and queen in the spring. Everybody's ready to get school over with by that time.
So is there a dance? Do they have a homecoming dance?
I think they do. I'm sure Shane Bakus would let us know.
I think Misty should let us know because she's got a kid that
goes
to the
school.
Yeah, she's got a kid. He's probably going to the dance.
Yeah, probably has a kid in school. I think, I know they have a, I'm pretty sure they might have it on a Saturday. I don't know. But anyway.
Our homecoming in high school was really weird. I went to two of them, and I wish I wouldn't have gone to either of them during the fall. Dances were just weird there because nobody went to the dance. We didn't go to the dance. We didn't go to the school. We just went out to eat and then went to somebody's house.
Well, you have to remember, I was a child of the early 70s, so when I was in high school. But the dance was a big thing. The thing is...
you walk across the dance floor to,
oh, yeah.
to pick out that special someone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who wouldn't want to dance with a blur? That is Steve's nickname. The other thing, this is an even funnier story. So when we were in high school, we had a women pay all dance.
Wow.
Are you familiar with that? Like, it's
they
the Sadie Hawkins
Sadie
thing.
Hawkins, yeah. Yeah.
So the idea of that was rough to begin with. So... I don't think they did it until like my senior year, and it was the women pay all dance. And so they're selling tickets in advance and they're trying to figure out who's going to go. And come to like the Wednesday before the Friday dance, they had sold like 6 tickets.
Ooh.
And so they canceled the women pay all dance. The women pay all dance was also going to be casual. It was not going to be any sort of formal. Like, you could wear jeans and a t-shirt. I didn't understand.
I've always considered as a gentleman, I always thought the man should always pay. So I'd feel weird if a woman was taking me out to eat and paying for everything. I just feel strange. I was brought up, you got to remember, I was brought up, like I said, I was a child of the 70s, and I was brought up that the man pays for everything.
Hear that, ladies of McPherson? Steve is going to pay for this date, I'll tell you that. The other thing that was funny is I made a protest with all my friends. I'm like, look, I do not want to go to this dance. I do not want anybody to ask me. So I was very blunt, and I was like, please, nobody
ask
me to go to this.
You probably broke a lot of hearts.
I know. There were 7 or 8 women that were really ready to go, and I said, ladies, I can't do
this. Was one of them named Ethel?
There were no Ethels in my high school, at least to my knowledge, unless it was like the old lunch lady or something. But that was about it. We are all over the place today.
We are.
This is a weird day for sports because we don't really have much going on here. But one of the bigger headlines that I wanted to hit on is I'm sure that you woke up and read ESPN or saw it somewhere, the LeBron James headlines of the day. Are you familiar with it?
I was so busy when I got here this morning, I haven't even looked at the national headlines yet. I always count on you to kind of clue me in on that.
So there are rumors that popped up this morning with the NBA trade deadline coming up, I think in about a week, that LeBron James is saying that he is open to listening to the Golden State Warriors talk about trade talks as long as there is a max deal available.
Well, but
so Stephen A. Smith had none of that. He did not want that to happen.
Well, he is a big LeBron detractor, if I remember right, isn't he? Isn't he kind of down on LeBron?
I can't figure out.
Well, they would have to give up like Draymond Green and Klay Thompson to get LeBron James. And I don't think Golden State's going to win the NBA. Just bank it right now. Golden State's going to win the NBA whenever it's in June or whatever. You know,
playoffs started the last week of April.
In the middle,
and they run all the way
in the middle
March
of golf season. In the middle of golf season, when it's 110 degrees out, the finals of the NBA. It's in June. I just find the NBA season just totally.
You're
ridiculous.
Not a big NBA guy.
I don't watch the NBA until June, and you know where I'm watching it after I get done playing a round of golf. So it's just crazy. But LeBron, Golden State doesn't need LeBron. They're the best team without even breaking a sweat. No team can beat Golden State 4 out of 7. Cleveland did it the 1 year, and that's just because Draymond Green got kicked out of a game and had to miss a game. That allowed Cleveland to tie the series and then win the series. It's a dynasty right now. This is like when I grew up, the Boston Celtics won it almost every single year. I think they won like 9 out of 11 or 11 out of 13 or something, kind of like UCLA did in college basketball. But the NBA, I mean, LeBron, gee, Cleveland, you know, they've already hung him in effigy once. When he went to South Beach, when I says, I'm going to South
Beach. Taking my talents to South
Beach. Taking my talents to South Beach. Well, they hung him. They burned all his jerseys. Now they cheer him. It's obvious. It's not working in Cleveland. I mean, he doesn't get along with the owner. He coaches the team. Tyronn Lue is just a spectator.
Ty Lue.
Yeah, Ty Lue is just a spectator. LeBron's the coach, general manager, towelboy, you name it. He does everything for that team.
Yeah, I don't see a situation where LeBron James goes to Golden State this year.
But it's not going to end well in Cleveland because he's going to leave again. I mean, Cleveland can offer him more money under a max deal, but, I mean, how much money do you have to have? LeBron's probably almost a billion.
It's not about money with him, I don't think.
It's about respect.
I think he wants to win, and I think he wants to have fun.
Yeah.
And
he's not having fun now. I mean, he's playing with a team that, you know, can't catch a cold on defense, or they can't guard anybody.
And there were a lot of comments made about Kevin Durant whenever he left to go to Golden State.
Oh, Stephen A. called him a sellout.
And I'll be upfront with this. I don't have a problem with people wanting to go somewhere and be happy, because I think that there's this feeling as fans that you're deserting us, you're leaving us, you're saying that we're not worthy of you. And I don't think that's the case. I just think sometimes guys get... I do enjoy loyalty. I think it's really cool when somebody plays their entire career in the same place, like a Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool when that happens. But if Tom Brady was super unhappy, and after the Super Bowl, next week he goes, look, I'm done with this. I want to go to Jacksonville where it's warm. Mm-hmm. I want to hang out there. I want to go to Denver, and I want to hang
cold.
Out. It just, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
And there are some people that are very hard against that. They do not want people jumping around teams. They want them to be loyal. And I just say, go where you have the best opportunity. Same with Alex Smith. Go where you can make money. Go enjoy it. Yes. Now, if he just left the Chiefs in the middle of the season, I would maybe be a little bit confused. But I am pro player in that situation almost every single time.
There you go. Yeah. You know, I've only had two jobs. Well, since I've left KU, you know, graduated from KU, I've only had two jobs. And my thing is, I give 110%. I feel like any job you have, you've just got to give 110 and then maybe another 10 or 15 just kick it in for good measure.
Just so you don't take your talents to South Beach?
So I don't take my talents to South Beach, but not too many people, I think, are wanting my talents anyway. But
And Dan Levitard.
Yeah, could Dan run the Levitard. Show down there. Yeah, have a show with Poppy on there. I could only imagine my dad not having a show. If my dad were still alive, he'd say, hey, boy. Because my dad never called me by my name.
Never said Steve.
He said boy. He always said, hey, boy. Hey, boy. You know, that's what all he ever called me was, hey, boy. So
what did your grandmother call you?
God, you know, my grandma,
Giovanna
Domenica Tavernaro has been gone about 30 years. So, I have to even think back. I think she called me Steve Areno or Stevie.
Ooh.
Or little Stevie or something.
Stevito?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah. Cause she passed away almost 30 years ago. So that is a long time ago.
It's fuzzy for you.
Oh, it is fuzzy.
The other headline yesterday that I wanted to hit on real quick, right after we got off the air, all the rumors of Kirk Cousins probably going to Denver started to circulate. Do you like that as a Chiefs fan? Do you dislike that? As I think Broncos fans have to be happy.
I dislike it because he's an upgrade. I don't think he's a great quarterback. I mean, he's a good fantasy football kind of quarterback because he puts a lot of yards up and throws for a lot of touchdowns. But he's not very mobile. I mean, he's a statue at quarterback. But it's a definite upgrade if he does go to Denver. All Denver needs is a quarterback. They've got pretty much everything else in place, although their defense kind of got shredded there at the end of the year. But they were just so worn down because the offense was so inefficient. I still think C.J. Anderson is a good running back. Their offensive line probably needs a little bit of an upgrade. But, you know, with the Chiefs losing Alex Smith, the Raiders getting Gruden, Phillip Rivers still is Phillip Rivers. That division is just going to be up for grabs next year. I really believe 9-7 can win that division next year.
10-6 won it this year.
Yeah, 10-6 won it this year.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we have some Super Bowl stuff to talk about. But not what you would think we're going to talk about when it comes to the Super Bowl. Also, have your phones ready. We may or may not have a giveaway coming up for you here in just a moment. You're listening to According to Jim on 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back on today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com. And Steve, if for some reason you have been out of the loop, you've been out of the area for a little bit.
I've been out of the loop my whole life.
And you've missed listening to this show live. That was a good comment, Steve. You can always go back and listen on podcast at soundcloud.com/KBBE Sports. This is a weird day, Steve. You and I, we've been all running around here with our heads cut off.
Oh, yeah.
There was a funny thing that happened earlier today. So, you know, the music that I always have in the system that we come back with, well, the music that we were playing on Monday when we were talking about the Grammys, for some reason, all of those songs got into our logs. And so Ed Sheeran was popping up on our station. We had some Kendrick Lamar popping up on the station. And so everybody was sitting here at the station going, what on earth is happening?
That's why you guys keep me away from all
That's
the...
That's true.
Anything control related, you keep me away from because I'm a disaster waiting to happen.
Before we dive into this topic I want to talk about regarding the Super Bowl, we have some things to give away.
Uh-oh.
So get your phones ready.
Complimentary.
620-241-1504 tonight at McPherson High School. They have a mass band concert and lasagna dinner.
Oh, lasagna.
Dinner is from 5 to 7. The concert begins at 7:30.
And it'll be fantastic, I can tell you for sure.
The lasagna will be primo. Oh.
Especially if Tennille makes it.
Oh, yeah.
That lasagna we had during the McPherson Invitational, primo.
So give us a call, 620-241-1504, if you want to go to the lasagna dinner and concert tonight at the high school. 620-241-1504.
And the lovely Casey will be standing by on the phone as we get back to our show.
So I wanted to talk about the Super Bowl today, but not necessarily just about the game itself. I wanted to have a discussion with you about the Super Bowl halftime show. And we're going to talk tomorrow on the show about the Super Bowl itself. We'll talk about some prop bets that'll be going on. So we get some Super Bowl tomorrow. But the halftime show is something that's always been very interesting to me.
And see, I never watch it.
You never watch it?
I don't watch it, no.
Why not? This is part of the discussion. Why do you not watch it?
That's my time to go get a little extra food or something like that. You know, it doesn't interest me that much. In fact, I'd switch over to golf or something like that. I think that
I'm sure the golf at 8:30 on Super Bowl Sunday night. Well, I'm sure it's real good.
It's the replay.
So, with the Super Bowl halftime show, I just wanted to talk about it a little bit and some things that I like about the Super Bowl halftime show, some things I don't like. And I have some rules. I was telling Casey one time I have some rules for karaoke that you can't just go up and sing a song you don't know. You can't sing a song that you have no idea if you're going to be any good at it. I have rules with things like that.
Okay.
And with the Super Bowl halftime show, I think there are some rules, too, that you can't corner in on one genre too much. Like, you can't take somebody who's really popular in screamo rock. Like, they could be the most popular person there is. But you can't corner that genre. You have to make it to something that everybody knows. And that's why the pop genre is always so popular with the Super Bowl halftime show. Lady Gaga was the one last year.
Okay.
You have people like Katy Perry, Bruno Mars, your favorite Bruno Mars.
Oh, Bruno.
You have to have people that cross over several different genres to where several different groups of people will know the words. Paul McCartney is a good example of that because everybody knows Hey Jude. Everybody knows the really famous Beatles song.
Sure.
But there have been some years where they've been kind of strange. And when you corner the market so much, like even The Who did Super Bowl halftime number 45?
I figured it had been about number two.
But there's a weird thing about The Who is that they're old enough to where the older generation would enjoy it.
And Roger Daltrey can't sing anymore. I don't know why they would have put him on there. That's kind of scary.
But the younger people who you are depending on with these types of ratings and depending on to watch, they don't know the Who. They don't know the Guess Who. They don't know anything about them.
Right.
So you have to be very particular. And I've heard people, I had a friend one time that said, well, they ought to put this rapper on here, this guy. He's so good. I love him a lot. I'd rather listen to him than Bruno Mars. And I'm like, well, yeah, like, that guy might be really talented, but do you think everybody's going to know who this guy is?
No.
You have to pick people that everybody will somewhat enjoy. And they've done this theme the last couple of years. They didn't do it last year. Lady Gaga was on her own. But what they have done a couple of times is they combine people.
Okay.
And so you get to hit on all sorts of genres. So 2 years ago, Super Bowl 50, you had Coldplay, you had Beyonce, and you had Bruno Mars. That is a wide landscape.
Why would they have anybody? They should. Beyonce doesn't share the stage with anybody.
Well, yeah, and that was weird. She only did a little bit of it. She hosted or she performed and was the headliner 2 years before that, so Super Bowl 47. But I think it's very important to spread out the wealth, because if you just only have one person up there, they're going to have to be really good. And if they're not, then, oh, it's a disaster.
Or they'll be like me and turn it over to golf.
Right. You don't want all your people to tune away. Last year, I think, was the second highest rated Super Bowl halftime show ever, and it was like 149.5 million viewers. Katy Perry's was number one in Super Bowl 49.
Okay.
Do you know much about Katy Perry?
Not really. But I know she has a lot of different, like, color hair.
Yeah, she usually mixes it up a little bit.
Yeah,
well, she also had Lenny Kravitz with her. She also had Missy Elliott. Do you know Missy Elliott?
Yeah. Female rapper.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Steve's on it. So you just have to be very careful with who you choose. And sometimes, and this is another good example. So 12 years ago, the Rolling Stones. Now, you also have to imagine 12
Mick.
Years younger Rolling Stones.
Mick.
But even that is almost pushing the genre too
hard. Those guys
are
so burnt out, though. I mean, Keith Richards, the guy's he's like 68, and he looks like he's about 88. I mean, he's just worn his body down from hard living. But Stones, I was a big Stoner when I was, I should say, Stones fan. I was a Stones fan, I should say.
Hey, I wasn't a Stoner. Owners, listen to that clip.
I wasn't a Stoner, but I was a Rolling Stones fan, because Start Me Up, every Chiefs game used to start with Start Me Up.
Start Me Up.
Yep.
Now, there were a couple of years that they went too hard on this idea of just getting all these different people and just saying, hey, we're going to play every pop song from the year. And that was 2004, Super Bowl number 33. I think that's the right number. Yeah. No, 38. Roman numerals are really hard for me, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
So Super Bowl 38, you had Justin Timberlake, Nelly, P. Diddy, Kid Rock, and Janet Jackson.
Holy cow.
And that's
quite an array.
And see, that's just all over the map.
How could they not have Skinner?
Has Leonard Skinner ever done it? I don't think so.
I don't think Skinner's ever been.
Well,
I would have.
Like, half
of them are
dead.
I would have watched if Skinner had been on.
It's funny to see where these shows have come from, because in the late 90s, they were doing all sorts of weird stuff. There was a year where they had Phil Collins, Christina Aguilera, Enrique Iglesias, Tony Braxton, and an 80-person choir.
I thought you were going to say Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett did one very early.
Did he really?
Early.
He was probably
He did Super Bowl number 29.
Oh, I thought maybe
with
he was
with Patti LaBelle,
okay.
Arturo Sandoval, and the Miami Sound Machine.
Oh, Gloria
Can you
Estefan.
Imagine that act playing in this year's Super Bowl?
And the thing is, it's all lip-synced and piped in anyway, so that's what bothers me. I mean, they don't sing it. You know, it's all just they're up there lip-syncing and dancing around.
I think for the most part, they actually do try to do the audio live. Now, the bands... And that's the problem with getting like a true rock band, because it takes a lot of time to set up musical instruments up there. And to get those with all the microphones in front of them and tuned and ready to go, they have to get this stage set up so fast that I think typically they pre-record all of the drums and guitars. Mm. But I think for the most part they do go live with the vocals.
Okay.
Which I think is important.
Okay.
It's really funny to look at the evolution of the Super Bowl halftime show. Look at what it was at the very beginning. They didn't really have a real halftime show. It was just college bands.
I watched the first Super Bowl. That'll tell you how old I am. And what I remember about the first Super Bowl is there were a lot of empty seats. I mean,
at the Coliseum,
at the Roman, at the not the Roman Coliseum, the Los Angeles Coliseum.
Did you see that is getting a new name?
I think yes, going to I be did. The but, United but, Airlines. But I watched that very first Super Bowl because let's see, it just and the program, the tickets were like $15 a piece. It was kind of a novelty. No one really knew what was going to happen, and of course the Packers won the first two. In fact, the Chiefs were in the very first Super Bowl.
You're right.
Yeah, they played Green Bay, and you know I was a big AFL fan. It was AFL and NFL back then, before they had merged. And I just said, oh, they can't stop Lenny the Cool and the Chiefs. Green Bay dominated them. I mean, Freddie the Hammer Williamson, you know, he said he was going to, you know, drop the hammer on a Packer receiver. He ended up, I think, breaking his arm or something like that. Ended up out of the game. Chiefs just kind of got dismantled in that game.
Here's another weird halftime performance. Super Bowl 32. Boyz II Men, Smokey Robinson, Queen Latifah, Martha Reeves, and the Temptations.
Ooh, I love the Temps.
I could see you being a big Temptations
fan. I'm a big
fan.
Motown. I love Motown. I really do.
What about Super Bowl 33? Stevie Wonder. Is it Gloria Estefan or Gloria Estefan?
Gloria Estefan in the
Gloria
Miami
Estefan.
I like Gloria Estefan.
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Don't know.
And Savion Glover.
Don't know.
Yeah. It's funny to see what this performance has turned into. It's just such a moneymaker. And I think that this year will do pretty well with Sir Justin Timberlake. There are some prop bets that I have that we will talk about tomorrow that involve the Super Bowl halftime show. Let's take our final break. You're listening to According to Jim on 96.7 FM KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com. We've got a lot of Super Bowl stuff to talk about tomorrow. We've got a weekend full of Big 12 basketball. We have some area basketball to talk about tomorrow, so tomorrow will be a great show. We're excited about that. Before we dive into one more thing I want to talk about, Steve, I think that you owe my buddy Eli, who is a big Iowa State fan, an apology.
After yesterday saying his team has no chance and they destroyed West Virginia.
You know,
it's getting to the point I have to apologize every day.
I know, it's getting rough.
I obviously offend a lot of people out there.
You have had a rough season of picks.
I did not think Iowa State could beat West Virginia. I did not see the game. West Virginia must have just played miserable.
And they played terrible.
Iowa State must have shot lights out because Jack Rader was at the MAC college game last night. He said, hey, I think West Virginia or Iowa State shot like 61% for the game, just ran away from West Virginia. I said, well, that's good because now Oklahoma, I don't know who Oklahoma has on Saturday, but we need Oklahoma.
At Texas.
Hey, Red River Showdown, you never know. But KU's got to take care of business. They have Oklahoma State. That's one of those trap games because Oklahoma State's not very good, and that's a game that KU cannot afford to look past.
And then Texas Tech beat Texas 73-71 in overtime last night. Texas Tech will be at TCU. Steve, I am almost going to say you can book it. Texas Tech's not going to beat TCU. They're going to keep this gap growing.
I am not going to go against any of your picks. I mean, after you had the KU pick almost on the nose. You had Jacksonville beating Pittsburgh, and I scoffed outrageously at that.
KU over West Virginia. I've been high.
Oh yeah, you've been rolling, and this is why I don't ever bet, because actually I'm really good for people, because if I say a prediction, I have always been told, my buddy Myron Barrow said, whoever you pick, I'm going to Vegas.
Fade and pick
the opposite. So anyway. My picking hasn't been too good this year, except for maybe my nose.
K-State gets West Virginia this weekend. West Virginia has lost 3 games in a row. This might be the chance for K-State to jump them, but it also makes me a little worried that K-State loses this game up in Morgantown, and then everybody's ready to to burn Bruce Weber at the stake.
Bruce Weber, you know, just when he was kind of getting back in the good graces, you know, he loses to KU. That bandwagon kind of got, you know, a little lessened a little bit. And I don't know what it is about Bruce Weber. He just does not invoke optimism for K-State fans. I know so many K-State fans, and they're just like, ah, oh, we, you know, we could get rid of Bruce Weber. I mean, my gosh, we could win some games. But, you know, it's a shame because the guy is a pretty good coach. So,
One more time, we want to try and give away these tickets to tonight's McPherson Band Concert and Lasagna Dinner. It starts at 5 o'clock. Eat some lasagna. It'll be primo.
Lasagna.
Band concert at 7:30. Give us a call right now, 620-241-1504. Before we get out of here, I wanted to say one more thing. The Chiefs are going to play the L.A. Rams in Mexico City next year. Are you excited about that? Estás emocionado?
Well, there'll be...
That means, are you excited?
Oh, I'm always excited.
Yo puedo hablar un poco de español, Steve. So I can understand it. I can speak it.
Oh.
And I'm excited for the Chiefs to go to Mexico DF.
Now, is that... In that stadium, it's like 100,000 people.
It's a big stadium, the Azteca.
And it's going to be very hot. It'll be very hot.
Yeah, it'll be hot.
It'll be sweltering. I don't know when the game is, but it doesn't matter. It's always hot.
I'm excited about that. And luckily for the Chiefs, remember the last time they had an international game when they played at Wembley Stadium in
played
London?
Oh, played the Lions, wasn't it?
Yeah, they played the Lions.
And just destroyed them.
But remember that was one of their home games.
Yeah.
So this year, it will not be a home game. So all the fans out at the Kingdom, they will be happy to know that they don't lose a home game out there. They still get their 10. They're 2 preseason and 8 regular season.
Yeah,
but
looks
I'm
like
excited.
The phone lines rang up after you said
I know,
that
I'm hoping so.
Yeah.
We'll have to get a status report if we still have any
lasagna.
Left.
I mean, who could pass up lasagna?
I know. Steve's almost just going to go out there, eat lasagna, then go home. But I'll be excited for the Chiefs to play in Mexico City. It'll be cool for them. They've never played there before. They'd only played in London. And so, and plus, the L.A. Rams will have a good following down there in Mexico City as well.
Yeah.
It should be fun. The game in Mexico City this year.
The Rams will have more home fans than they had for any game this year, probably.
They're going to have to start figuring it out. And that's a good team. They continue to get better.
Yeah.
And I like their coach. And so... Everything is starting to trend.
Patrick Mahomes
up.
Is from Texas Tech. You know, he'll have some of his fans going, you know, that's Texas Tech's probably not too far away from
that.
I don't know.
Mexico City's pretty deep.
I don't know where Lubbock
is.
I don't know. Lubbock's out west.
Lubbock is West Texas.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't think that you just hop in the car and drive to Mexico City. I don't know.
Well, there's probably a wall there in there now.
But it's getting bigger and bigger. Okay. But anyway, we'll wrap up today's show. For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll see you tomorrow for a big, big show.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, and Four Seasons Realtors. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 1230 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.